It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, October 1st, 2018. It's the birthday of American poet, essayist, and editor Louis Untermeyer, born in New York in 1885. Readers today remember him primarily as the editor of numerous poetry anthologies. Louis Untermeyer is credited with bringing poetry to more people than any other American writer of his generation. A high school dropout, Untermeyer spent 20 years working in his family's jewelry manufacturing business while devoting much of his free time to his writing and the publication of 7 volumes of poetry and parody. Over a span of 5 decades, he continued to write poetry and anthologies with over 90 published works to his credit, most notable being the 1922 companion volumes Modern American Poetry and Modern British Poetry. He also developed friendships with such authors and poets as Carl Sandburg, Ezra Pound, Stephen Vincent Benet, and D.H. Lawrence. As a critic, he said, America's 3 finest poets were Walt Whitman, Emily Dickinson, and Robert Frost. His close friendship with Frost culminated in 1963's publication of his collection of the letters of Robert Frost to Louis Untermeyer. As a poet, he described poetry as an effort to express the inexpressible in terms of the unforgettable. Together with his wife, he published numerous volumes of poetry and books for young readers under the title The Golden Treasury of Children's Literature. An unhappy turn in his career came in the 1950s. Known for his wit, his love of parody and puns, and his in-depth knowledge of many subjects, he was selected as one of the original panelists on TV's What's My Line, but he was removed after the first season when nervous advertisers discovered he had been named during the hearings by the House Committee on Un-American Activities, which was investigating communist subversives. Despite completely unfounded accusations, he was blacklisted by the entertainment industry and lived as a recluse for almost 2 years. He later regained the respect and recognition he deserved by receiving honors such as Phi Beta Kappa Poet at Harvard University in 1955, being named a member of the National Institute of Arts and Letters, and serving as Poet Laureate Consultant in Poetry to the Library of Congress. Of himself, he said, I find it difficult to think of myself as any kind of a celebrity. My craft is to write, and it is no more to be wondered at than the man who builds a house or a bridge or any other craft that is part of the world's work. Louis Untermeyer died at the age of 92 at his beloved Great Hill Estate, where he had lived since 1948. Following his wishes, he was cremated, and there was no formal funeral, memorial, or burial service. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 1st, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.